Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah and Adam.
Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate, episode 223. I'm Josiah Sapp for the villain on Twitter at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? Back home one more week and I love the fuck out of it. Busy as fuck, but it's cool. I'm going to hit it, run it, and gun it. I'm going to hit, first of all, what we spoke about 100 episodes, episode 123, entitled hashtag Merry Death Muss. This one came out January 4th, 2016. At Mem the Bean ran at For the Villain, play catch up and hit a few topics before rocking some hashtag NFL talk, hashtag NFL playoffs, and bracket talk. With what the fuck news with Arizona woman kept dead body as a quote unquote shrine. We hit Pennsylvania man fakes tumor to swindle church. We hit hashtag Pokemon fan beats up 5 year old for playing with his cards. Hit daughter shot by mother was visiting for holidays, then drop our hashtag the Comic Syndicate end of the year podcast contest giveaway winners. So, yeah, last week I spoke about we did have a contest, and I normally do that end of the year. It's a little bit more tougher doing it now. So I have a bunch of cool shit for you guys, but I don't know how to roll that into this now. Then we cap off with comic talk. Star Wars The Force Awakens breaking records as it breaks bad. We hit Daredevil Netflix. We hit versus DC hashtag Batman v Superman on opening day. With hashtag Marvel announces story thus far initiative in February to get new readers on board. And ran out with comic reviews. We hit On You Wolverine number 3, East of West number 22. Still love the fuck out of that. And issue number 23 review. We had The Amazing Spider-Man number 5 and Carnage number 3. Subscribe to the Comic Syndicate podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or click link in bio. I keep doing that. Okay, guys, this is going to be the shortest show I think I've ever recorded, which is beautiful because I'm exhausted. I literally just got done recording an episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, and it was a good one. It was a long one. I didn't think we were going to go that long. That one is probably the one we've gone the longest, which is fucking dope. Like, it was a great one. I can't wait to drop that one. And we want your opinions on it. We want your thoughts on it. We want it to be thought-provoking for a fucking reason. And if you guys hate it, please tell us. So, small bullet points is what I'm going to hit. First of all, I'm going to hit the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League 2018 is up. Like, we're up. Everyone from last year is in. I'm going to fucking pull everyone out. I love the fuck out of you guys, but I need to pull out a bunch of people and start off fresh to give our new listeners, gone for 5 months, a chance to, like, learn how to play fantasy football. So I love the fuck out of Adam. I should keep him in there. The shit-talking's so fucking good, but yeah, a lot of things are getting axed on this fucking show because it's a one-man fucking show. Speaking of, I'm going to hit a weird, stupid, funny story. Listeners, please let me know how you feel about this. I went to lunch the other day, this past weekend, with one of my friends. And I have this really bad joke. Like, everyone at the office knows, like, I have smoke bombs. So it's like, ooh, what's that? Smoke bomb, disappear. I'm gone. Poof, gone. I play that stunt a lot. And everyone fucking gets a weird kick out of it. So I have a weird joke with one of my friends, probably a few friends. Like, it's like, dude, I wish I could clone myself. Like, the cloning process is almost done. Like, I'm a scientific guy here creating a dupe of myself because I need more of me to work more is essentially what it is. And it's a stupid fucking joke. And she's like, really, if there was another Josias, what the fuck would he be doing? What kind of podcast would he record? And I gave this idea out, talking out loud, first thought, and it was legit a new podcast. Third podcast for me would be strictly interview-based. And as I'm telling her this, like, she saw the light bulb go off in my head, and I noticed that light bulb go off where it's like, I can really make this fucking work. Like, it's a thing that I can fucking do. And if I had more Josiahs, an army of Josiahs, we can fucking rule the fucking world. But I'm always looking at it like, fuck ruling the world. Do you know how much more work I can get done? I can write more. I can get just more done in general. Again, stupid, cheesy fucking joke. But it comes down to, do I have the time to start a third podcast? And again, just to break that one down, I don't know if it's something I want to follow or something I want to do. But a third podcast would be strictly interview-based. And I want to buy the domain. I don't think it's out. And I'm too ambitious for my own fucking good. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I can make it work. So having this conversation made me fucking jazz. And it's like strictly interview-based. And it's going to be me interviewing everybody and anyone about anything. Why are you passionate about this? What led you down this road? Like, do you like what you're doing? What are the pros and cons and why you like doing what you do? And truckers, professors, teachers, musicians, like everything. Everyone has a story, and that's always what I'm after is people's stories and encouragement for people to do more. Like, follow your fucking dreams, chase it. Hence why Swing for the Fences a few weeks ago was essentially that. Not encouragement for myself, but more encouragement for the listeners, for the audience. Like, there's still more I can be doing. I was not referring to myself. It's like, you know what? There's something out there that you're passionate as fuck about. Go out and chase it. Go out and fucking do it. Create something is essentially where I was coming from. Now, if I can do a strictly interview-based thing like that, I was telling my friend, no, I would want to take more of an editorial role this time. Like, I have too much going on. Producer, editor, writer, I can do it, you know, behind the scenes. So this is the only person I've had this conversation with. Go back into the office yesterday, Monday, and I'm like, RG, dude, I got another idea. And he's like, okay, so break it down for me. Well, what is your game plan behind this? And broke it down for him, like, dude, this is what I want to do. This is what I think we can do. But I would need to take a step back. And finally, sorry, I needed a swig there. And finally take in a different role. And not be hands-on guy. And, like, it's up to me guy. Like, I know a lot of good people. And I was kind of pitching it to RG. And I think Alan can do this, his brother from the 2OC. Carl from The Office, I think you can fucking do this. And essentially, it's just interviewing people and hitting them to the point where they're almost, it's not awkward talking to them, but like hitting all the points where it's like, I don't understand this. So please be more descriptive about it and lead them down roads where they do feel awkward or uncomfortable about. And you really, and then as I'm telling artists, I'm like, but I need someone that can also defuse a situation at any given moment because we don't want the person we're interviewing to flip out. And it's like, you have to be witty, you have to be smart, you have to be on your fucking toes, you have to be on your game and just be ready for any question, any answer, and just kind of wing it. And it's hard for people to do. And I'm like, but again, dude, like, that's my idea. And if I can just pull more of, like, an editorial role is what I want to do. He's like, dude, that's fucking you. You're the one that should be interviewing these people. And I'm like, fuck my life, dude. RG, great compliment, homie. I love and appreciate that. It's just the lack of time and the lack of sleep. I wish I could clone more of me. Like, I want to work on so many fucking things, and that was just an idea that now is on the back burner. If I ever come back to it, it's always going to be there. And I'm probably going to purchase that domain name because it's fucking cool and I can. So that's all I got. Beginning intro, those are my bullet points. Just a stupid, cheesy fucking story on Attack of the Josiahs, Attack of the Clones. Would you guys want another podcast for me? I think I talk too much already anyways. So it's like, but now let's go somewhere else. Let's go down somewhere else. Is just the creativity that I think I have is very cool, but it's very exhausting too. So that's where I'm coming from, guys. Hashtag another podcast. Hashtag no more fucking podcasts. Like, two's enough for you. Hashtag finally get some rest. Hashtag do less. Hashtag take a vacation. And San Diego Comic-Con was a vacation for me. But anyways, guys, that's what I got for the first half. I don't know how long I'm going to go second half, but that's going to be time. I'll be right back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist and Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, I'm back with some comic talk. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm just going to roll it because I'm really fucking beat. I got very little sleep, but fuck, you guys don't need to hear that. Forget Home Alone, Ryan Reynolds to produce R-rated Stone Alone. Ryan Reynolds and Fox are teaming up for an R-rated take on the Home Alone titled Stoned Alone. Next one we're going to hit is Lock and Key TV series officially lands on Netflix, so that's kind of cool. We hit Henry Cavill says he's ready to play James Bond after Mission Impossible. So I haven't seen Mission Impossible yet, but it just looks like a really great action movie. I don't hate Henry Cavill. I don't like Superman, so it's probably why I just don't know. But anyways, that's what I have. Next one's going to be IMAX may have revealed Avengers 4 early release plans. IMAX may have revealed that, like Avengers Infinity War before it, Marvel Studios' Untitled Avengers 4 will get an early release in theaters. While the highly anticipated film may not have an official title yet, we at least know when it's going to be released. And it turns out it might be even earlier than we previously believed. So Infinity War came out and there was an announcement with the Robert Downey Jr. where he's like, hey, Marvel, is it cool if I release this movie soon? You know what? Robert Downey Jr., you've been fucking cool. Yeah, might as well do it. They didn't want to spoil the ending for anyone. And the ending was fucking gnarly. And I love the fuck out of the ending. As much as people got pissed off and sour and tried to chew me out on Facebook, I'm Josias Arabello, and you guys can find me anywhere. Social media site, I'm not hidden from anyone because I have nothing to hide. Yeah, so if they can stop spoilers from getting out, fuck it, do it again. Next one's going to be, this is a huge one, Disney and Fox shareholders approve $71.3 billion merger. So now Disney finally has the rights to all these characters. And that's fucking great fucking news because, oh my God, let these characters get done right by people that can treat them right and write them proper and give them the proper due. And I'm fucking stoked for that. Next one's going to be Rick Remender's Last Days of American Crime lands at Netflix. Again, interviewed Homeboy. I still got to put that one up, but just a great interview with Homeboy. And I thought I was busy and his was an a great interview because it was a pep talk more for me. Like, dude, I work a lot. And everyone's like looking at themselves like, oh, I work a lot too. Like, I just got out of the office and I'm here at San Diego Comic Con for a 4-day weekend. And it wasn't a vacation for me. I was lacking sleep and I do work two jobs and I'm burnt the fuck out 99% of my time. And yet I still have several podcasts I'm working on and perhaps a third one, which is I'm probably going to pussy out on. Next one's going to be DC rumor Matt Reeves, the Batman-based. So he's going to be doing the new Batman movie standalone. Is supposed to be based on Batman Year One. So his first year on the job. I don't even know how the fuck I feel about that. Green Lantern Corps movie can't just be DC's Guardians of the Galaxy, Geoff Johns says. I think I've been praising Homeboy on how he writes in general. Such a great writer, and he gives depth to these characters. And that he's like, yeah, we just don't want to bite it. That he's self-aware of, you know, we don't want to bite something. Although, they're not biting Marvel because Marvel's actually good. So, yeah. And I love the fuck out of Geoff Johns. Next one is just going to be comics for me, straight up. This is going to be a next fucking show. Finally, comics and gaming, which is just comics. X-Men Black isn't a new series. So there was a teaser for a new comic. It's going to be called X-Men Black. And X-Men Black is not a new series. It's a line of mutant villain-led comics by some seriously big-name creative talent. As it is, X-Men panel at San Diego Comic-Con International, Marvel revealed that X-Men Black is actually an entire lineup of one-shot comics, rather than a single series. With each title headlined by a major mutant villain, each issue will feature backup stories focusing on Apocalypse, written by Lonnie Nadler and Zach Thompson. And one of them is going to be Magneto as well. I love the fuck out of those characters. Just give me more. It's going to be Magneto number one. It's going to be written by Chris Claremont. I have an interview with Chris Claremont. Oh my God, when I was reading comics in the 90s, Homeboy was the man and Jim Lee was the artist. And fuck me, dude. He knows his shit. Like, I miss him on an X-Men title. Mojo number one, Mystique number one, Juggernaut number one, and Emma Frost with art by Chris Pachalo on that. I love the fuck out of Chris Pachalo anyways. Marvel resurrecting Uncanny X-Men title in November. So this is an old school fucking title. Again, the Uncanny X-Men, when I was reading them in the 90s, there was an Uncanny X-Men and X-Men. So the gold team and the blue team. And Uncanny X-Men was always a fucking thing. And they stopped, I don't want to say printing those, but they kind of dropped off the, I guess, just the whole, sorry guys, numbering it, and they kind of dropped it, and so many X-Men and all new X-Men and just different titles like that dropped. We're cool, but the fact that they're finally bringing it back, I'm fucking way jazzed for that. Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen to continue Descender story with Ascender. Now, I've done a bunch of reviews on Descender before. It's pretty much a futuristic world where tech is looked and frowned upon. There are a bunch of cyborg people, cyborgs, I guess, in general, that are kind of self-aware, but they've owned or somehow created or have gained their own personalities. Again, it sounds gnarly, but it's greatly written, and the art is amazing. Find Dustin Nguyen and type in Descender, and this title is so fucking good. Very humanizing on so many fucking points and so many aspects, and how not to treat people and how to treat people. And just because you're different, I shouldn't hate you. And even though you're different now, doesn't mean I should hate you because you have a robotic arm. Like, it's just those stupid, weird things. And I'm going to go back into more of those. I'm going to go more in depth in that one eventually, but just not tonight. Also, Greg Capullo has shared his glimpse of his final Batman project. So Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are saying goodbye to Batman, which is sad. They're great together on Batman. And probably the last news I'm going to hit is going to be for a comic at least. Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples announce a year-long saga hiatus. So the acclaimed hit Image Comics series Saga will be taking a break of at least a year as creators Fiona Staples and Brian K. Vaughan look to quote-unquote creatively recharge before finishing the epic. Well, saga of their heroes, Alana and Markle and their daughter, Hazel. It's going to suck for Saga to be gone for so long. 12 months is a long fucking time. In comics, it kind of is, but hopefully it gives enough people that haven't read Saga before to reach back and like pull like, oh, let me jump into this world. It's a world worth checking out. And Batman Hush will receive an animated film adaptation. This one I love the fuck out of it. So Jeff Loeb was the writer of Batman Hush. The artist was Jim Lee. I can't praise Jim Lee enough. I just love that fucking dude's art. Type in Jim Lee art and any fucking character. It is just amazing art. So they're finally going to pull that movie into an animated series movie, and I'm ecstatic for that one. All right, guys, that's all I got for comic news. I'm going to hit comic reviews really quick, and this is going to hopefully help you guys out through a quick drive to work or whatever, in any way I can help you guys out. First one I'm going to hit is going to be Tony Stark Iron Man, Self-Made Man Part 1. So this one's going to be a new writer, Dan Slott. Dan Slott used to write Spider-Man, and Spider-Man, I love the fuck out of Peter Parker's Spider-Man. And he brought something to Peter Parker he's written so many issues for Peter Parker. He gave Peter Parker this voice for now he's an adult, as opposed to when I was reading Peter Parker as he was a kid. Now he's an adult. It's just an interesting take on now his take on Iron Man. So this story pretty much starts off with a young Tony Stark in a robotics soccer league. So he's got to be like a youngster, 12 years old, where he just rips through the competition. We're able to see how much of a genius he was even back then. And we see an older man looking somewhat jealous. Then it cuts to current days where Tony now arrives at this man's house to ask and even tell this guy the news that Stark Industries has just purchased Homeboy's ideas. The dude's kind of upset at first, and his name is Andy Bang, I know, and that Tony Stark is going to be now employing him, and he wants to test his creation, and it's pretty much this, his creation is individual AIs solving group tasks, and this is something Tony hasn't been able to figure out, so it's really cool to see one of Tony's new inventions as an old character Fing Fang Foom comes out. I know it sounds convoluted, but it's Tony going to work with this new guy his first day on the job. Like, holy shit, is this really going down? And Tony asking himself, like, fuck, should I call the Avengers for this one? And it's really cool. It's not even a one-shot. Like, this is Dan Slott's first crack at Iron Man in a solo series. And he kind of makes it funny. I don't know if I care for the art. The artist is Valerio Shitty. I know it sounds terrible, but I do love Valerio, but it doesn't work with Iron Man, I don't think. But the way Dan Slott writes, I had to give it a shot, and it was good to see Tony in a different role than we're used to seeing him. He's always cocky. He was always confident, but to see him more like, okay, I'm fighting this giant creature, and I need you to work on your tech. You know it better than I do. I need your help right fucking now. So the team aspect is really cool to see, and even the way the comic ends is like Tony Stark finally arrives at this this meeting they're supposed to get to, and this press junket or whatever, and he gives thanks. He's like, it's not me being Tony Stark that makes me Iron Man. It's like, you know, it's all of you guys, it's everyone behind me. Like, it is what makes me Iron Man. The help I need and that I have to rely on sometimes, that's what makes me Iron Man. And it first issue, and this is number one, by the way, it was a good enough issue to the point where Tony Stark has not been that character in the longest time. And sure, he'll give you props, but to read him in a different light was fucking cool for me. And I enjoyed it. That's issue number one. I'm going to go into those eventually. The one I love the fuck out of, I guess. I don't have time to read anymore. To dip into this one was fucking really cool. Transformers Unicron number one, written by John Barber. Artist is Alex Milne. Sebastian Cheng is the inker. Right off the bat, I love how the beginning of the insert is a brief explanation of the history of just the Transformers story, kind of in a nutshell. A traveler from the future, which is Shockwave, awoke in the past and put a plan into motion. So now him knowing the events of the future started planting seeds for things to come and for him to colonize different worlds. Then talking about Orion Pax being an officer, which becomes Optimus Prime, while Megatron, always Megatron, wanted to overthrow the corrupt Prime of the time, which the Primes were very oppressive people. And Megatron and everyone looks at Decepticons like, you're the bad people. He's like, no, that guy's full of shit. I'm going to take him down. So him finding that line, like, if I got to be a Decepticon to prove to you guys that guy is fake, I'm going to take the role of the villain because that guy is full of shit. And it kind of made him a martyr. And that's why people of this race, Cybertronian, started following him because he became a martyr. Because he knew that the Prime was essentially shading and oppressing its people again. And I've reviewed that in the past, and it's a great fucking run-through. I don't know what episode that one was. It had to have been at least 80 episodes ago. We have a huge catalog. If anything ever sounds interesting, just jump back. Then it goes into what's happened over the past few years of just reading for me in general. Starscream becoming the official ruler of Cybertron now, where the Autobots and Decepticons, they do coexist. And both sides still have beliefs in the old ways. Like, the Autobots now still are like, the Primes are always good. And the Decepticons are like, no, we still kind of follow our boy because he proved like this is a fake system. So now we see some instances where now what's going on now is Windblade, who is the ruler of Kamenas. And it might sound convoluted, and it is. Now takes over as the ruler of both. And then how these are all everything leading up. Like Optimus is kind of a bastard now. Optimus has annexed Earth. He's like, you know what? This is my adopted home, and I want them to be part of these colonies. And his struggle kind of sucks too. You get where he's coming from, but you also see how all the Primes have been shady, so no one wants to trust Optimus Prime. So now, along with that, we see Megatron. Now, though, it is a fucking pacifist, or somewhat pacifist now, working with the Autobots. So many things have changed. Like, I'm a kid from the 80s, so to watch the cartoons and to grow up in those, and to know that world and to read these, like, John Barber can fucking totally humanize these robots, and it's always so fucking dope. It goes back to the threat they're facing now, and it's Shockwave, is a former Decepticon, came back with a Maximal army, and they're able to overthrow or go after, they're about to attack, essentially. Now, there's a stores of this character called Unicron. He's a giant planet that eats other planets. And it's just a good story because the back and forth, it's a fucking battle, straight up. And to see both sides die, like Autobots and Decepticons working together, characters from ROM working together, trying to take down this giant planet that is destroying Kamenas. And the three characters that go after or to the heart of Unicron, this planet, are Optimus, Arcee, and Bumblebee, who has been resurrected. I know. Nobody knew he fucking died for the most part. That's pretty much just what it is in a nutshell. And to see characters die is somebody says, who the hell was that? Like, he just fucking gave himself up right now. Like, he was fighting for us. And somebody says, he was once a Decepticon, but he died a Cybertronian. So again, the both factions fighting together for the greater good was just fucking dope to see. This is issue number one, by the way, guys. And really fucked up because both sides are fighting. But then you get this really weird, unresolved issue is that Optimus Prime is not a shady character, but the Primes that have came before him have been tyrants. They're fucking shady. They try to keep the Cybertronians under their rule. And again, I don't want to say political, but I mean, fuck it. Political, like bullshit. Oppressing people. Cybertronians, I guess, is the best way to put it. So to see people fighting this war that they think is bullshit anyways, because I'm not going to follow this guy because he's fucking fake just like the rest of them. That's an interesting take on it. Especially growing up reading and knowing these characters is fucked up. So it's really cool to see everything, how everything goes down. It's just a fucking giant, almost suicide mission. And how these maximal forces that Shockwave has put together are essentially kamikaze motherfuckers giving up their own lives so they can destroy everyone they're fighting against, which is Unicron. And Unicron hasn't even fucking transformed yet into his giant robotic fucking self. And we see, again, back scenes to Arcee and Optimus Prime and Bumblebee inside of Unicron and trying to combat these situations in there. And they just get their asses kicked. And as they're getting their asses kicked on inside of Unicron, sounds terrible, but outside, like, everyone's getting destroyed, and Unicron destroys Kamenas, a huge planet. And so many sacrifices are made to the point where Bumblebee is like, teleport us out right now, Soundwave. We need to get the fuck out of here. And Soundwave is a character that I haven't mentioned yet, because Soundwave is the tape recorder with the Panther, with fucking with all those little tape recorders. And they are working together, Autobots and Decepticons. Like, the way the story is written is very grounded again and very dope to see and read. So this is to jump back into these. Sorry, that dog's the only thing I need a drone. It's great to see. So I loved it. Last few pages, we see a character, and we haven't seen him in a long fucking time, the character who's pulling the fucking strings. And it's Shockwave. So look at him as the purple fucking laser beam guy. So he's got like a Cyclops-looking guy, and he's got like that beam on one of his arms. And he says, "This is my legacy, a plan enacted at the dawn of civilization, one that I have waited eons to see come to fruition. In the eyes of all that of all the most deluded Cybertronians, the gods are dead. The matrix of leadership is gone. The primes revealed to be false idols. Faith itself is a fiction I invented." And it goes back and it just wraps around. It's like, this is issue number one. Like, so many characters are dying already. It's like, ooh, so where's it going to go? And all these characters are fucking dope. It's a rich fucking world. If you like Transformers, it's a beautiful fucking world. If you know the characters just in general. If you don't, that's just a story I'm telling you. That's my review of the week because I don't have time to read as much anymore. I need to read more and I need to write more and I need to do so many more things. But that's all I got, guys. I'm glad this was a short show. So thanks for listening. Please share the podcast more than anything. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. Find me at @comicsyndicate1 on Twitter. Deep Dives and @deepdives are on Twitter. And you know what? Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes on Instagram, dude. That's one of my side projects, and I might toss out a third podcast soon. And please say no, get some sleep, or just say, you know what? Yeah, I want to hear what this idea is about. That's all I got. Again, share the podcast more than anything. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Rate us, but please, more than anything, just share the podcast. It's a short show, finally. So rock it out. Thanks for listening. I will catch you guys next week. Peace out.